Helping your adversary to help yourself.
It's a political tactic, and we're seeing it right now in Michigan's Republican primary for governor.
Help yourself, take a few, that's what I want you to do.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly is running for governor.
And it looks like he's pulling behind Republican Attorney General Bill Schuette.
Schuette has been touting his conservative credentials, including an endorsement from President Trump.
So what's Kelly to do? Well, find someone else with conservative street cred to try and split those conservative votes.
Cue Patrick Colbeck.
Too often in Lansing, we find ourselves caught up in a cesspool of playground politics.
Republican state senator known for giving fellow Republicans in the legislature heartburn.
Not exactly a team player. And he's paid a political price. He was stripped of his committee assignments by Republican leadership, and he no longer even controls his office staff.
But he has a friend in Brian Kelly.
Kelly has called for a roadshow, a bunch of town hall style debates that other Republicans in the race take part in.
Bill Schuette said,
nope.
But Patrick Colbeck said yes. Dr. Jim Hines, an even more obscure candidate, said yes in order to bolster their profiles.
Because these three candidates have a common interest, to take Bill Schuette down a peg or two.
But Kelly's interest in particular is to hand conservatives an alternative to Schuette in hopes of dividing that vote and running up the middle to win.
It's not unlike what his friend and mentor, Governor Rick Snyder, did. Almost 8 years ago, Snyder was able to splinter the Conservative Party vote in the Republican primary, and he won.
So it is part of Kelly's campaign plan to lift up Colbeck as an alternative to conservative Republicans who would never vote for Kelly, but might be looking for someone other than Schuette.
Now, of course, Kelly has to hope that this tactic holds just limited success, while Colbeck is hoping for a big surge in votes.
Sometimes we see this divide and conquer strategy employed by candidates in a different manner. They recruit other candidates to appear on the ballot with names that sound like their opponents and then hope voters are confused.
But the idea is the same. Split the votes that would otherwise go to your opponent to deny the other side a majority and a victory.
There is an ancient saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And in primaries in particular, it's not unusual for friends to become enemies and sometimes for enemies to become friends.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.